our best this morning. Who's that?
Boy, Jessica.
Thank you, God, for this day. Just pray that your will be done. May your kingdom come. Pray that you be with Brother Floyd, Jessica, this way. Vernon Williams and his family. Just pray that your will be done. Just help those who are in need. God, help us all to have wisdom, to follow you. Just be with us, Lord. Guide us, give us courage and strength. Just help us to have faith. Jesus' name. Okay. Let's go to Psalm 107. My heart is ready, O God. My heart is ready. I will sing and give praise in my glory. Awaken, lute and harp. I shall awaken early in the morning. I will give thanks to you among the peoples, O Lord, and I will sing to you among the Gentiles. For great is your mercy above the heavens, and your truth even to the clouds. Be exalted above the heavens, O God, in your glory above all the earth, that your beloved ones may be delivered. Say with your right hand, and hear me. God spoke in his place. He said, I shall be exalted, and I will provide Shechem, and measure out the valley of tents. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine, and Ephraim is the strength of my head. Judah is my king. Moab is the cauldron of my hope. I will stretch out my shoe over Edom. Foreign tribes were subjected to me. Who will bring me into a fortified city? Who will lead me as far as Edom? Will not you, O God, who drove us away? And will you not go out with your armies, O God? Give us help from affliction. For the salvation of man is worthless. In God we shall do a mighty thing, and he shall despise our enemies. Okay. Well, I think just reading this, I saw where David is. Interesting, he says, his heart is ready. And he says, I shall awaken early in the morning. He says, I'll give thanks to you among the peoples, O Lord. And I'll sing to you among the Gentiles. I just think, I appreciate how David seems to just really just keep God in the forefront of his thoughts. I mean, he wrote a bunch of psalms. It seems like God was very important to David, no matter what he was going through. And it seemed like he really tried to keep his focus on the Lord. And he acknowledged that God was merciful. And he says, your truth is even to the clouds. Be exalted above the heavens. I think that he was just thankful to everything that God did for him. And that's something we should do, is just be really thankful and try to think about the things that God does for us. That's it. Yes, go ahead and voice do your verses.
For this week, we're supposed to get something, an example, or just a time when we should have been thankful and we weren't, and why we should have been, and why we weren't thankful. Well, one time I was supposed to wash dishes, and I wasn't thankful, but I should have been thankful because it was a privilege to help, but I wasn't thankful because I had something that I wanted to do on my.
I probably had it several times before, but I couldn't think of a time.
I wasn't thankful to pull weeds in the garden, but and I should have been thankful to have work to do, but I wasn't, because I can't be lazy.
Sometimes when I have to feed the calves, my mother tells me to feed them, and I'm not thankful, but I should be.
One time my brothers and sisters went on a motorcycle with Daddy, and I wasn't very happy that I had to stay home. And then when I was at home, a kid was born, and I should have been thankful that I could stay home.
I wasn't very thankful a couple weeks ago that I had to work in the garden all day long, but now I get to have good food from the garden, and I should have been thankful anyways for the work.
I just want to bring something out. You know, a couple of them mentioned they weren't thankful for weeding the garden or feeding the calves or for doing the dishes. But you ever thought that maybe you weren't thankful for weeding the garden because you weren't thankful enough for the garden? You weren't thankful for doing the dishes because you weren't thankful enough for the food that you ate off of the dishes. Just a thought.
I think we were supposed to do the same thing as the younger boys. Is that right? I thought that sometimes just take life in general for granted and not thankful to even be alive. God gave us life. Or thankful for sunshine or the rain, or just not being thankful for everyday life when we could not even be here.
There's a lot of little things that I just take for granted, that kind of like food, having plenty of food to eat. I need to praise the Lord a lot more for what I have. See, I had a whole bunch of thoughts, but I'll just simplify it. Mainly where I struggle is to not be thankful for what I have, and yeah, I can't really. Anyway, I had a lot of neat thoughts.
Sometimes I just take for granted how my parents just help me and just just do so much and make it easier for me and everything, but I should just be thankful and try to help more and do more.
Yes, I'm not always very thankful for guidance and the correction that my parents give me. I think I'm just old enough to make my own decisions, but I guess I'm not. So just need to be more thankful for that.
A couple years ago, I got something for my birthday that I didn't really want, but I was grateful. I wasn't really grateful for it, but I thought that at least she was nice enough to get it for me.
Sometimes when I have to stay home, I'm not thankful because I like to go with, and then, but I should be thankful because I can learn to stay home and be happy anyway.
Saturday, I had a headache and I wasn't very thankful for it, but I should have been thankful that I had it on the day that I didn't have to go to work, and yeah.
One day this week we had to, or I wasn't very thankful for the work that I had to do because I had to tear off a wall that this man had blown in this insulation, and it was really hard to get off. But I should have been thankful for the work that we had.
Yeah, sometimes I'm not really thankful for having to do all the chores at our house. I mean, I'm just not really thankful to do it, but I just think about it, you know, it just gives us something to do, and it gives us money that we can pay for food and stuff.
Yeah, my mind blank again. Sorry, guys. I was just thinking this morning how it's a blessing to be content with what you have, you know, whether it doesn't look glamorous or, and not try to, when we're not thankful for what we have and using it to profit, you know, just to bless others or to serve the Lord, then we get discontent and start looking for other things. And I was just thinking how it's a blessing to be thankful for what we've been given and use it properly. And if we do that, then we won't be discontent.
Okay, for the fourth assignment, I'm thinking, think of a time this week where you have a choice to make, something you know you should do, but maybe you want to do something different, and something that might be hard, and but you chose, I guess, to do what was right or bad, and just say how that went.